These pottery vases, teapots, and other vessels may look more like sculptures than everyday objects you might use at home. George E. Orr made each of these works as a one-of-a-kind creation. Instead of making pottery in even, smooth, traditional forms, Orr sometimes twisted and folded paper-thin layers of clay that he threw on a potter's wheel into free-form shapes. Sometimes he glazed the surface in brilliant color combinations. Do you see the polka dot vase? He used glazes that he made himself. He left some pieces plain, exposing the natural colors of the ceramic or fired clay. Look for 3 unglazed pieces on the lowest shelf. Orr added an unexpected twist to traditional shapes. See if you can find the pink teapot with bumps covering the surface. You may need some help. It's high up on the 3rd shelf. George Orr lived in Biloxi, Mississippi, where he made these ceramics between 1895 and 1910. He called himself the Mad Potter of Biloxi. Photographs of him do look a little crazy. In one picture, he combed his hair and whiskers straight out to the right, as if he was standing in a high wind. Many people, even ceramic artists, didn't take his work seriously when he was making it. But today, George Orr is considered an American master.